Welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. We're doing the Bible subject called The Bible Principle, The Tongue and Its Power. And this is part six from a 12-part series. And the topic today is called The Tongue is a Little Member. We go to James chapter 3, verses 1 to 18. Starting at verse 1, "My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. For we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body. Indeed, we put bits in horses' mouths, and they obey us, and we turn the whole body. Look at the ships. Although they are large and they are driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder wherever the pilot desires. Even so, the tongue is a little member, and it boasts great things. See how a forest, a little fire, kindles? And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird or reptile and creature of the sea is tamed, and that has been tamed by mankind. But no man can tame the tongue, for it is unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Verse 9. With it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men, who have been made in the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessings and cursings. My brethren, these things should not be so. Does a spring bring forth fresh water and bitter from the same opening? Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives, or a grapevine bear figs? Thus no spring yields both salt, water, and fresh. Verse 13, who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against not the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, and demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion of every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then preachable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in the peace by those who make peace." There's two points I want to point out here. The first point being, there is nothing in this earth so great or so powerful, including the physical body, that it cannot be controlled by the tongue. The second point, the entire course of nature and the circumstances surrounding every human being are controlled by that person's tongue. In verses 3 to 5, James uses some examples to illustrate. Here the Bible makes a comparison and the connection between a ship's rudder and a bit in a horse's mouth and the human tongue. Even though they seem very small, they all have power to control. God has created us in his likeness to also use our tongue and words to control circumstances, and your tongue and your words are the deciding factor in your life and will give you either a victory or defeat. As I've just said, your tongue is the deciding factor in your life. No matter how fierce the storm or how serious the problem, your tongue will turn it. No storm is so big that you, the believer, cannot overcome it with God's word in your mouth. Your confession will control your ship in the storm. Once again, thank you for being with me today throughout this topic. The next topic coming up will be topic number 7, the tongue is a fire. Thank you and God bless.